That's Paul Simon and Homeless, an appropriate track because my guests are Ed Sexton and Elliot Harris from Camp Crag, Cambridge Convoy Refugee Action Group. Good morning,
good
Elliot.
Morning. Good morning.
And good morning, Ed. Nice to have you with us. Let's start with basics. Just tell me a little bit then about Camp Crag.
So Camp Crag started in the summer of 2015. So at this point, obviously, much of the world became aware of the refugee crisis that was happening in Europe specifically and Calais. Now, for a long time before that, there'd already been people, especially from Cambridge, going to Calais, bringing help, aid, things like this. And that summer, there was even more people and they were organising themselves and a Facebook group started called the Cambridge Calais Refugee Action Group. Eventually, someone said, let's have a meeting, which we did in the Haymakers. I remember it. There was quite a lot of people. About 8 weeks later, there was slightly fewer people involved, but we formed a committee and started doing regular convoys out to Calais for the weekend every 6 weeks. And we have done ever since.
And in those convoys, what are you taking?
So we do collections of different things. We rely very much on the charities that are actually in Calais working there every day to tell us what they really need. And then we use that to put together a list. And then it might be clothes, it might be food for the refugee community kitchen there. Basically, whatever they tell us they need. And then we collect those at our donation drops that we have every month or two. And then they go in the back of the cars along with all of the people. And it's the people as well that we take, volunteers for the weekend, who go and help everyone there and get a lot of work done, which is really fun, but also really important.
And we're using the word refugees. Who are these people?
They're from all around the world. I mean, in Calais, when the jungle was there, we had people from 25 nationalities. Syria is obviously a big source of refugees, but actually many of the people from Calais weren't from Syria. They came from Iraq, Afghanistan. This year, we've seen a number of people fleeing from sub-Saharan Africa, West Africa, Ethiopia and Eritrea, various parts of the world where either conflict or climate change or both together are forcing people to flee for their lives. And they've ended up in Europe, in Calais. Many of them trying to get to our shores.
I was going to say, you know, why are they there? Why have they left their own country and why are they in Calais?
So they've left their own country, as I say, because of their fear of their lives, either political persecution or else just it's too difficult to make a living in their home countries. Almost all of the refugees who ended up in Calais really want to go to the UK. If you want to apply for asylum in France, there are easier places to do it than Calais because there isn't even an office in Calais to apply for asylum. So the refugees in Calais, and there's probably about 1,000 at the moment, most of them want to come to the UK either because they have family here or because they speak English and that is their first language after their native language. Or in some cases, to be honest, they just think it's a better country with better opportunities than elsewhere in Europe.
And the difference between a refugee and an asylum seeker, what is the difference?
So an asylum seeker is someone who is applying for asylum, whereas technically a refugee is someone who's been given refugee status by the country in which they apply. So all of these people could be considered asylum seekers until they are granted status by a European country and then they'd be considered refugees. But obviously, virtually everyone in Europe is fleeing persecution. So to us, we see them all as refugees, whether or not they've yet to apply for asylum.
Yes, I mean, you see them as refugees. You're obviously aware that some people have a more hostile view towards the people in Calais.
Yes, some people do. Some people in Britain and some people in France as well.
I think my approach to that would be if you've got a hostile view of refugees, go and meet some. This happened, there was a lady who used to live in Calais, and Calais residents understandably have been very fed up with the number of refugees in the area. And I remember 2 years ago, she decided for the first time to go to the Calais jungle and actually meet some of the people that she had been despising and ranting about in the local French press. And it completely changed her view because she discovered, surprise, surprise, that they are ordinary humans, just like us, with kids, with hopes, fears and wishes, and they're no different. And at that point, the hostility went.
And how many people are there in Calais?
At the moment in Calais, I have numbers from two days ago. They have 600 to 700 refugees in Calais, a few hundred up in Dunkirk. Of those, we're talking 200 unaccompanied children. So that's 200 children who are travelling without any family or close relatives on their own. And there are some other small camps. So in total, in northern France, the coastal areas, we're looking at 2,000 people. probably another 2,000 in the Paris and Paris region, and then no doubt hundreds of others in other parts of France as well.
And how long have they been there?
Some of the people, so some of the kids who are in Calais now were there when the Calais jungle existed. And of course, that went at the end of 2016, 18 months ago. And so some of them would have been in France for two and a half, three years in many cases now. But the system is so broken and slow and overloaded in France that even if you want to apply for asylum in France, you can be waiting months or even years for an interview and to be granted asylum.
And what about the two of you? What drew you in particular to this cause? There are lots of worthy causes around. Why did you get involved with this one, Elliot?
I think one of the things that really drew me in at first was the fact that it was kind of a grassroots thing. It was people moving themselves to go and do things, which and that's something that I found caught me up in it quite a lot. So it's not like they're the governments were doing a lot. I mean, to be fair, the French government has tried to do some things over the years as well, but also there's been a lot of, frankly, aggression from French police towards refugees in Calais and in Dunkirk. But also there was no large NGOs really have got involved in Calais or in this sort of area either. But what I did see was ordinary people from Cambridge, people I knew, knocking on the door, talking to us about donations, getting in their own car, driving over there. And that's kind of one of the most important things about it, is that it's all just been people. If you go to the warehouse, like a couple of your presenters did a few weeks ago, then you'll see that it's all normal people working together to do things. There's no big bosses, there's nothing like that. People just choose to come along, put their time in with their experience. They add things to the systems, they take on responsibility, they keep going. And that's one of the things that makes it really, really special. And likewise with ChemCrag, as I said, it started off as a Facebook group for the people who are doing their own things. And that's one of the things that really caught my attention. And then obviously once I did go to Calais, then I also saw what the situation was, saw all the work that people were trying to do, both refugees and volunteers from Britain and from France as well, because there have been a lot of volunteers from France helping in many ways. Saw everything that everyone was trying to do in that really difficult situation and how much help was needed, and then that was it.
Was that true for you, Ed? Is that something that resonates with you?
Very much so, although I came to it almost the other way around, in that I went to Calais in January 2016 before I was actually aware of the existence of ChemCrag through a friend actually I know from Strawberry Fair back in the day, and he invited me over for a weekend, and I went and ended up staying 5 months because I could see that all the volunteers there were normal people, as Elliot says, without experience, mostly quite young, mostly students. And I had a bit of NGO experience in Uganda, and I had some time, so I thought I should probably stay. And I only actually got involved in ChemCrag when I came back in the summer of 2016 and came back to Cambridge and was very pleased to discover that there was a thriving group that was servicing Calais.
And what are the conditions like out there?
At the moment, conditions in Calais are very bad. Since the camp went a year and a half ago, refugees are not allowed to congregate for very long in one place. So the police will come along, they'll destroy tents, they'll spray them with tear gas, they'll put tear gas in their drinking water containers to render those unusable. We have many reports of police violence against children sometimes. The same is true in Paris, although the police perhaps are not quite so violent and people don't get moved on quite as much. But only 2 days ago, the French Interior Minister ordered all the camps and all the people sleeping rough in Paris to be moved on. So conditions are very bad and people do get very desperate. I mean, listeners might have seen on the news last week that a two-year-old Kurdish girl died in a van in Belgium. Her and her family were being people smuggled across the border, and the Belgian police opened fire on the van, and she died of a bullet went through the van and killed her. Deaths in Calais are not uncommon. They are a monthly occurrence because that is how desperate people are.
So hence the need for a refugee week, I guess, which is the 18th to the 24th of June. What's happening during that week?
So there's a lot of different things happening for a lot of different groups, and it is important to have Refugee Week because people are forgetting. This used to be in the news all of the time, and then now a lot of people have forgotten. There are less volunteers involved as well, so it's kind of important to remind people that this is still a thing and people still need help. So if you like, I can give you a quick run through what's being done by lots of different groups in Cambridge. So on Saturday the 16th of June, just before it really kicks off, we've got the Great Get Together Street Party, which is celebrating a lot of diversity in our own community. And there are refugees in Cambridge as well, who are often supported by Cambridge Refugee Resettlement Campaign. So that's happening on Saturday the 16th of June at 2 o'clock. On Monday the 18th June, at Jesus Lane Friends Meeting House, they have a talk about ending indefinite detention, which is obviously a concern that we have a lot of these things, especially with asylum seekers. On Tuesday the 19th of June at 9 p.m, SOS Children's Villages are doing a refugee film night, and that's going to be at the Arts Picture House Cinema in St Andrew Street. So they're going to be showing lots of award-winning short films from talented young refugees. This is part of the Uprising project that was done a while ago, supporting young asylum seekers in Cambridgeshire. Moving on to Wednesday, the 20th of June, Anglia Ruskin, 10 o'clock to 4 p.m, have a symposium on the refugee crisis, challenges and opportunities in creative practice research by Storylab, which sounds like a very long title, but actually it's a really interesting thing, getting involved in what can be done. And this is kind of important, this sort of thing, because often it can feel like the whole refugee crisis is so big and such a massive wave that you can't do anything with it. That's why we like doing our convoys, because you can actually do something that you know will help somebody specific, and that's really important. Otherwise, you could just lose hope. On Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of June, TechFugees are having a hackathon event. So this is going to be for the English as a second language resources. So they're going to bring together lots of techie people, education people and refugee support groups to try and work out different ways for refugee teachers and students to learn English and in new and inventive ways, very much using the fact that we're Cambridge. So let's use all of those skills that are out there. On Saturday, the 23rd of June, there's the SOS Children's Villages Walk a Mile for Child Refugees. So it's going to be starting at 10:30 at Parker's Pete's. The walk actually begins at 11 o'clock. And again, this is to bring attention, to get everybody involved, to again try and remind people that there are refugees, both children and otherwise, who do need people's help. So that would be a great thing if people could come out and get involved in it. Then on the Saturday, the 23rd of June, 7:30 p.m., there is the Strummers Refugee Week concert for Camcrag. So acts also confirmed are Martin Kazak, Farah Afifi, Pat Crilly, and Peter Crossley and John Mead. So that's going to be a really good event. So we're really excited about that. I might just go for the music, to be honest. It sounds really good. Saturday, 24th of June, 12:30 to 3 at the Meadows Centre. There's another great get-together. Again, this is very much inspired by Jo Cox and something memorialising her belief that we have more in common that divides us. So this would be a great opportunity to meet other people in the community. And again, it's part of this whole thing. It's about solidarity. It's about meeting other people. As Ed said, you actually meet people. You realise they're humans. It becomes so much easier to do something in care. And then on the Sunday, to finish it off, on the 24th of June, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. is Camcrag's SOS Tents event. So this is a new project we're doing, and it's very much focused on the fact that the average life of a tent in Calais is about 3 days, because they're destroyed, confiscated by police, and it's very, very difficult. In some ways, that way, the situation's worse than it was when there was the jungle camp. So we're going to be having a big tent-making workshop. So we're trying to find inventive solutions where we can make tents here that can then be, we sort of call them disposable tents, but that can be made so they can be quickly put up, quickly put down, trying to use some of our innovation and some of our ideas, and then as we bring up some more ideas, then over the summer we're going to be looking to make lots of these and then send them over to Calais, so hopefully they'll help some people when they need them.
Lovely. So that's runs from the 18th to the 24th of June, Refugee Week, and people can find out more about your work and some of those events, presumably, on your website, which is camcrag.org.uk.
Yep.
Thank you ever so much for coming into the studio today, Ed and Elliot, and good luck with that week and with your work in Calais. Thank you.
Thank you.